The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh my, how things have changed. And as you know, I am not a doomer and gloomer, but I am a realist. And I don't believe that since the Civil War, America has ever been as divided as we are today. I am probably a little bit older than most of you in our audience, so I have a little more memory than most of you. And I believe it or not, I kind of barely remember Eisenhower. I fully remember Kennedy and Nixon, and I remember LBJ after the assassination of Kennedy. And I think back to those days when Democrats and Republicans had huge disagreements. And back then, they called each other names and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But Democrats and Republicans alike agreed on the founding principles of America. In the 50s, the 60s, and even the 70s, Democrats would never, ever, ever question the validity of our founding fathers and the authority of the Constitution. Back then, Democrats and Republicans alike had differences on economics, how to deal with the poor, welfare situations. They had some differences on foreign policy, but not really a whole lot. They all believe, Republicans and Democrats, America is the greatest nation on earth. I could very easily see John F. Kennedy wearing a Make America Great Again hat. No, obviously it would not have had anything to do with Donald Trump. Just John F. Kennedy believed that America was a great country. So did LBJ and obviously Richard Nixon. And even Jimmy Carter, as goofy and as loony as Jimmy Carter was, he believed in the greatness of America. Fast forward to today. We have many, many, many Democratic leaders who question the sincerity of our founding fathers. We have many, many, many Democratic leaders in Congress, in the House of Representatives, and in the Senate, who honestly believe our founding fathers were evil men. They were racist, white Europeans, and why would anybody listen to what they said, what they wrote? And because they were evil, white, racist bigots, since they wrote the Constitution, why should we be bound by a document written by a bunch of evil, wicked, white, European, racist bigots? Now, folks, that's the truth. Again, if you go back 30 years, certainly 40 years, You would be hard-pressed to find any Democrat who believed any of those things. 2024, you can find them everywhere. And that's why the Constitution means nothing to them. It is a flawed document written by white racists. They honestly believe that. And that's why I am not shocked by this story that I have in my hand. The House of Representatives voted on a resolution to condemn Iran's attack on Israel. Now, remember, Israel is a staunch ally of the United States of America. One of our allies was attacked with 300 missiles. And so Republicans and Democrats alike in the House of Representatives said, we need to vote on a resolution showing our solidarity in condemning Iran, one of the greatest sponsors of terrorism in the world today, a totalitarian evil regime where women have no rights, where people who practice Christianity can be killed. So the House of Representatives said, we're going to pass a resolution condemning Iran's attack on Israel. 404 representatives voted to support the resolution. 14 voted against it. Think of that. 14 elected representatives in our United States House of Representatives refused to condemn Iran. 13 lawmakers were cowards, and they just didn't vote. Cowards. But 14 voted against. Of the 14, 13 were Democrats, and believe it or not, one Republican. The Democrats were Cori Bush, Greg Kasser, Jonathan Jackson, Pramila Jayapal, Hank Johnson. I remember Hank Johnson. He's the one that thought Guam was going to overturn and flip over because there were too many people on Guam. Barbara Lee of California, Summer Lee of Pennsylvania, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, Delia Ramirez. Those were the Democrats. And this one shocks me. The Republican, Thomas Massey, Republican from Kentucky. One Republican, a representative from Kentucky, refused to condemn Iran. Wow. As I said, the unity that we once had on foundational principles that we have had since the Civil War is now broken by the progressive liberal left in the House of Representatives and in the Senate. Representative Massey, the sole Republican to vote against it, said he had concerns about the prospect of escalation in the Middle East. That's why he refused to condemn Iran? Really? Refusing to just simply stand for right and condemn someone who attacked one of our closest allies? Yes, a Republican. Hey, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And remember, it's Friday. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. We'll return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
We were talking about Israel a little bit earlier. The United Nations has been trying to admit Palestine as an official country, an official member of the United Nations for quite some time. They tried again in the Security Council, which has 15 permanent members. This is quite different from the General Assembly. In the Security Council, 15 permanent members, any resolution can be vetoed by any member of the Security Council, and that ends it. That finishes it. It just takes one veto, and it is done. Well, the Security Council tried to pass a resolution recognizing Palestine as an official member of the United Nations. The United States vetoed. Well, that finished that. But what really surprises me is that the United Kingdom, let me read it to you so I get it correct. The vote in the 15-member Security Council was 12 in favor, the United States opposed, and two abstentions from the United Kingdom and Switzerland. U.S. allies France, Japan, and South Korea supported the resolution. So Great Britain, United Kingdom, and Switzerland abstained. I always think that's just cowardly, but that's just me. But France, Japan, and South Korea supported the resolution. Quote, "The strong support the Palestinians receive reflects not only the growing number of countries recognizing their statehood, but almost certainly the global support for Palestinians facing a humanitarian crisis caused by the war in Gaza, now in its seventh month. Some 140 countries that are a part of the United Nations have already recognized Palestine." U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood told the Security Council that the veto does not reflect opposition to Palestinian statehood, but instead is an acknowledgement that it will only come from direct negotiations between the parties. In other words, it's going to have to be determined by Israel and Palestine, not the United Nations. Now, because most of you are smarter than the average bear, I think most of you understand a two-state solution cannot and will not work. And here is why. Number one, and I wouldn't expect the United Nations to acknowledge this, but biblically, the Jews are the indigenous people in that region. They are the indigenous people. Palestinians were not there before the Jews. The Jews were there 2,000, well, the Jews were there 3,000 years ago. Not, to Palestinians. But again, I wouldn't expect the United Nations to acknowledge anything biblical. But number two, the stated goal of Hamas, which right now, and we've got to understand this, Hamas is the elected leadership of the Palestinians. The Palestinian people have knowingly and voluntarily elected Hamas to be their leaders. Okay, what are some of the stated goals of Hamas? The destruction, the annihilation of Israel. They don't want to live in peace. They don't want to live in peace. I think it was Golda Meir who said, you can't negotiate with people who want to kill you. And so this whole thing about a two-state solution, and when we think about the outrage of the world concerning the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, here is something you've got to understand. On October 7th, when Hamas swept into Israel and killed over 1,000 innocent civilians in a well-planned attack on completely innocent people, and when they went back into Gaza, taking dead bodies with them, dragging women behind pickup trucks, taking the severed heads of Jews and kicking them in the streets like soccer balls, and that is now documented. That happened. How did the innocent civilians in Gaza respond? They cheered. They applauded. Let that sink in. The people that we are constantly hearing are just innocent civilians. Cheer. Terrorism. Slaughter. Rape. Beheading of little children. Not so innocent civilians. Alan Westerville. I didn't want to go to you because I wanted to give you time, so please hang on till the other side and I'll come to Al, but I've got another phone line available for you after this break.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.